This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's coming up on 12 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning from FM 106. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.59.5, up 3.25. March corn, $4.72, up 3.25. May corn, $4.80.25, up 3.25. November soybeans were $13.39.5, down 8.25. January soybeans, $13.41.5, down 8.75. March soybeans, $13.23.25, down 9.25. December wheat was $6.57, up 1. March wheat, $6.67.5, up 1. May wheat, $6.73, up 1. Now here's your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon, with corn and wheat higher and soybeans lower. Export sales helped to lift wheat values. This morning, weekly export sales figures were higher than expected at 707,700 metric tons. Also, Japan made a purchase of U.S. wheat overnight. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 to 3 higher at 434 to 465. Soybean bids were 14 to 15 lower at 1309 to 1339. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 441 to 459. Soybean bids were mostly 8 to 9 lower at 1348 to 1365. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 1 to 6 lower at 435 to 450. Soybean bids were mostly 10 to 20 lower at 1317 to 1340. Wheat bids were mostly 10 to 12 higher at 604 to 636. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were down 8 at 1385 to 1390. Basis was unchanged at 45 to 50 over the November. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 485.60 to 491.60. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were up 3 to 5 cents at 452 to 470, with basis up at 10 over the DEEF. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 438 to 445. Basis was unchanged to down 1 at 22 to 15 under the December. Soybean bids ended down 8 to 26 cents at 1340 to 1345, with basis unchanged to down 18 at option to 5 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 cents higher at 448 to 464. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 9 to 13 cents, with quotations at 1349 to 1359. Milo closed 5 cents higher at 488 to 489, and soft wheat ended the day 14 cents lower at 617 to 618. In the northern part of the state, for January delivery, corn was 433 to 446. Soybeans were 1311 to 1337. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery was 438 to 458, and soybeans for January delivery was 1324 to 1346. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery was 449 to 465, and soybeans for January delivery was 1337 to 1359. And on the Chicago Board of Trade, corn for December was up 3.25 at 459.5. March was up 3.25 at 472. May was up 3.25 at 480.25. Wheat for December was up 10.5 at 657. March was up 10 at 667.5. May was up 10.25 at 673. Soybeans for November were down 8.25 at 1339.5. January was down 8.75 at 1341.5, and March was down 9.25 at 1323.25. Soybean meal for October was down 5.40 at 421.60. December was down 5.40 at 420.40. January was down $5 even at 419.50. Soybean oil for October was up 24 points at 42.71. December was up 25 points at 42.96. January was up 24 points at 43.19. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $125.92, up 65 cents. December live cattle, $129.72, up 77 cents. February live cattle, $131.42, up 70 cents. September feeder cattle were $157.15, no change. October feeder cattle, $159.37, up $1.07. November feeder cattle, $160.02, up $1.02. October lean hogs were $91.15, down 57 cents. December lean hogs, $87.30, down 65 cents. February lean hogs, $88.77, down 32 cents. And now it's time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.47 higher in the range of $91.88 to $97.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $94.96. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 65 to 70, 4 to 5 weights 67 to 73, 5 to 550 weights 69 to 75, and 550 and up were bringing 73 to 77. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $1 to $2 lower, with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 64 to 68. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 12,907 head. And the opening report from Walnut for September the 19th, they had receipts of 454 head. Slaughter steers and heifers were steady. Slaughter Holstein steers were $1 to $2 higher in a light test. Starting with the steers choice, they were bringing 120.50 to 125.25. Choice Holstein steers were bringing 111.50 to 114, and choice slaughter heifers 119 to 124.50. Now moving on to the Greenville livestock auction. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady, and slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they ranged in price from $120.50 to $123.50, and the select and choice slaughter steers were bringing $115 to $120.50. On to the Holstein steers choice, they were bringing $112 to $115.50, and Holstein selects and choice were bringing $103 to $112. Now moving on to the heifers choice, they were bringing $120.50 to $123.50, and the select and choice were bringing $115 to $120.50. Slaughter cows, they had boners bringing $81 to $85, and leans bringing $72 to $79. Slaughter bulls, they had 28 head. The weights between 1,500 and 2,000 were bringing $90.50 up to $100 a hundredweight. Return, feeder steers, medium and large ones, 3 to 4 weights, were bringing $171 to $184. The 6 to 7 weight feeders were bringing $150 to $158. Now moving on to the Schuyler Livestock Auction in Rushville. They had receipts of 326 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold from $1 to $2 higher. and slaughter cows and bulls sold $5 to $8 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing $120 to $127, and the select steers were bringing $115 to $120.25. Choice slaughter heifers were bringing $120 to $124. And feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 450 weight, we were bringing $165 to $169. The 500 weights were bringing $157. The 6 to 7 weights were bringing $130 to $135, and the 7 to 750 weights were bringing $129 to $131. Now, from the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report on a live basis, they were bringing $123. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 339 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $99.30, and that was 22 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $193.01, and that was 28 cents lower, with the select carcasses at $176.90, and that was 39 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000, and that compared to 113,000 last week and 126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 429,000, and that compared to 431,000 last week and 433,000 a year ago. Now on to Weekly's Reels Weekly Hay Auction. Compared to last week, alfalfa hay in small squares sold $1.50 higher. Grass hay in small squares sold $1 lower. Okay, starting with the alfalfa, premium quality, they were bringing $5.75 to $5.50 per bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, large squares, good quality, were bringing $47.50 per bale. Orchard grass, small squares, good quality, $4 to $4.50. And mixed grass, small squares, good quality, 2 to 2.25 a bale. They also had some large rounds, bringing $32.50 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.55. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.50. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.55. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.50. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.32. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.23. And September wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.31. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.55, corn at Scottville is $4.55, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.32, and wheat at Scottville is $6.31. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. And it is 6:25 on this Friday morning from WSMI FM 106. Time now for a check of Color Radar weather. Color Radar continues to show scattered light showers around our mid-Illinois listening area, slowly dissipating and moving off to the northeast. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Stein Seed.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and Stein HP corn. Myron, what is high population corn all about?
Stein HP corn is a new line of high population, high performance hybrids with superior genetics, standability, and disease resistance. So growers will get the most out of every acre they plant by putting more plants in the field, maximizing a field's true potential.
Let Stein maximize your field potential this season. Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer. Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M Crop Specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service Crop Specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company Crop Specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies today, showers likely, high temperatures in the upper 70s and light west winds. Partly cloudy tonight, low temperatures in the low 50s, and for tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, mostly clear skies, low temperatures in the upper 50s, high temperatures in the low 80s. So far this morning, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 3/10 of an inch of rain, 9/10 of an inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, a half inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, cloudy skies, once again scattered showers in the area, 67 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. The U.S. House approved the Nutrition Reform and Work Opportunity Act of 2013 on a very close vote of 217 to 210. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas says the vote was another step toward his goal of getting a five-year farm bill on the books this year. He says the House bill makes common sense reforms to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, that encourages and enables work participation, closes program loopholes, and eliminates waste, fraud, and abuse while saving the American taxpayer nearly $40 billion. Lucas says SNAP does serve an important purpose to help Americans who are struggling, which is why it's equally important to ensure the program is working in the most effective and efficient way. Ahead of the vote Thursday, House Agriculture Committee ranking member Colin Peterson made his strong opposition known, calling the bill another example of the Republican majority's misplaced priorities. Peterson noted his nearly 4 years of work on the farm bill and his belief it would be possible to find middle ground and make reasonable, responsible reforms to nutrition programs. But according to Peterson, the Nutrition Reform and Work Opportunity Act isn't reasonable or responsible. Peterson added there's no reason to pass the bill. He said it could be conferenced with the Senate's farm bill and added that H.R. 3102 wouldn't go anywhere in the Senate or be signed by the president. Peterson said all the bill would do is make it harder, if not impossible, to pass a new farm bill this Congress. On the other side of the Hill, Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow said this kind of partisanship has never before been injected into a farm bill. She called the House bill a shameful attempt to kick millions of families in need of food assistance programs off of them and a monumental waste of time. Echoing Peterson, she said the bill would never pass the Senate and will never be signed by the president. The good news, according to Stabenow, is that the farm bill is closer to the finish line. If House Republican leaders drop the divisive issues, appoint conferees, and work with the Senate in a bipartisan way, Stabenow says Congress can finalize a farm bill that creates jobs, reforms agriculture policy, and reduces the deficit by tens of billions of dollars. She says it's time to get a comprehensive farm bill done to give farmers and ranchers the certainty they need to continue growing the economy. And for local news, the Hillsboro FFA held a farm and food safety educational event yesterday in honor of Farm and Health Safety Week. I spoke with chapter president Gabe Osborne about what they covered.
Well, we had a lot of our kids in the ag classes make presentations throughout class to do different things. We had a trailer in our shop where we could do trailer safety. I personally brought in my lawnmower to do lawnmower safety. A few other kids have brought in a bush hog and a Case tractor to show how they work, and just showing them different farm safety through different things. We had others like fire safety, not really ag related, but just general things about safety. And we also had the Family and Consumer Sciences classes come over, since this is Farm and Health Safety Week. And they told us different ways on how, or kids, and we also had junior hires come over for what we did today. And told them different ways to be safe with your food and how you pack it, make sure it's cold or hot, and how different illnesses could be transferred from food. So it was more just a safety in general week, but it goes back to Farm Safety Week and Health Safety Week.
Sounds like it was a busy day, and overall, how do you think it went?
Since this is kind of our inaugural event here at Hillsborough High School, I think it went well. There are things that could be improved since it's the very first, but always the first event is always the hardest to get set up. But now that we kind of have our foundation laid, we can find out what we need to improve on, and hopefully next year will be better. I just would like to say that if anybody from listening out there that is a farm implement dealer or anything, we might be in contact with you in the future, maybe to come over to present anything that you have to offer for us. So,
sophomore August Roach was one of the helpers at the event, and he spoke with us about his station.
I was doing a introduction over like the bush hog and the safety features on it.
Did you have any common questions or a number one tip that you gave out for safety around it?
Just keep safe distance away from it whenever it's being used.
Did you have any questions about it or anything that people who you were teaching about it seemed curious about?
The PTO was a good question for all the kids. We explained to them what it was and how it worked and how it all hooked up to the back of a tractor. And
of course, that's something you definitely want to be safe around.
Oh, yeah. If you don't do it right, it can make a pretty bad accident.
And what's the number one safety tip you gave about the PTO?
Just whenever it's rotating, keep a safe distance away from it, and it could be a very bad accident if someone got a hold of it.
Section 19 FFA President Tommy Justison was also there to teach about tractor safety.
Well, I worked in the tractor area. I brought in my Case 140 tractor, and basically the biggest question we had was about the PTO shaft. And we told the kids how dangerous it can be and how you can pinch your fingers and things like that. And we also showed them the inside of the tractor cab and make sure that they knew all like the levers and things. So the biggest thing is, of course, if you buy a new tractor, definitely to read the operator's manual so you know everything very fluently before you start working with it.
And if you had one piece of advice that you could give your peers when it comes to being safe this harvest season, what would it be?
I would say just watch out for farmers. I know a lot of our ag students, some of them have an agricultural base at home with farming, and to be safe within the families, communication is a big thing on the farm. I know for us personally, we have cell phones now. We used to use walkie-talkies and things like that, but to communicate so nobody gets into a bad accident.
All right, great. Is there anything else you want to add about the event before we go here?
I think it went wonderful. This was our first event that we had taken place. I know other chapters I had talked to in the past couple days, and they had farm safety activities as well throughout the week. And I think ours went very well today. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do it in the past, but for our first event, I think it went very well. I do want to say that I think it's very important that we have our Agricultural Safety Week, and I appreciate all the chapters who have put forth the effort to teach some of the community members about ag safety.
Farm Safety Week is winding down here, but just remember to stay safe out there through the rest of the season. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.